You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
The word is Remote Access Trojan, or RAT. Spelled R as in Rufin, a.k.a. Oxblood Rufin, A as in Ada, a.k.a. Lady Ada, and T as in Tweetyfish. Definition. From the intrusion kill chain model, a program that provides command and control services for an attack campaign. Example sentence. Many hackers don't develop their own rats. Instead, they use commodity rats that they purchased off the dark web or found in open source materials. Origin. While the first ever deployed rat is unknown, one early example is a program called Back Orifice, made famous by the notorious hacktivist group called the Cult of the Dead Cow, or CDC. Back Orifice was written by the hacker Sirdistic, a.k.a. Joss Bookbinder, and released to the public at DEF CON in 1998. Context. The Trojan in the name implies that RAT developers generally try to hide the malware on the compromised system inside other programs or disguised as other programs. The reference refers to the famous fake-out in the classic story told in the Odyssey, where, in the Siege of Troy, the Greeks built a giant wooden horse, hid soldiers inside, left it as a gift outside the gates of the city, and appeared to sail away. The Trojans pulled the horse into the city, and that evening, the soldiers snuck out, opened the city gates, and let the Greek army, which had sailed back under cover of night, destroy the city and end the war. In his Cybersecurity Canon Hall of Fame book, The Cult of the Dead Cow, Joe Min sums up the hacktivist group this way. The more powerful machines become, the sharper human ethics have to be. The combination of mindless, profit-seeking algorithms, dedicated geopolitical adversaries, and corrupt U.S. opportunists over the past few years have taught us anything. It is that serious applied thinking is a form of critical infrastructure. The best hackers are masters of applied thinking, and we cannot afford to ignore them. Likewise, they should not ignore us. We need more good in the world. If it can't be lawful, then let it be chaotic.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.